listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, you are back in the limelight, and I promised a PR expert like none other, and I already had conversation with her some time ago, and I've been following her work for a while. Absolutely love what she does, because we know as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, PR is an extremely important part of our business, but it's one of those things that mostly gets pushed aside because we either don't have the time or we don't have the money. Well, that's why I have our next guest on, because she's going to help us understand how to find the time, how to get the money. And PR for Everyone is the name of her book. I want you to go to prforanyone.com so that you can follow along with Christina Davis. Hello, and thanks for being on the show, Christina.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled that you're here. And I love your story. The backstory goes something like this. You had you're an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, and an award-winning inventor who had a company called Castmedic Designs. And PR was something that you knew that you absolutely needed, but didn't have the money to hire a PR agency or a PR agent. So you decided one day to go ahead and find out everything yourself that, you know, is PR and promotion for a business, which is huge. It's so much work that goes into that. And you did it. Within a year, I think you were in 50 different media outlets, including Steve Harvey and Dr. Oz, NBC, CBS, Fox, the CW, and many, many more. How the heck did you pull that off? Wow.
That was absolute desperation. We had taken a mortgage out on the house for the product, and everybody loved it. I did my homework, you know, for all you entrepreneurs out there. I did my business plan, I did my focus groups, but what I didn't realize is I had created a whole new space in the marketplace. This had never existed before, so nobody knew that they needed, you know, to decorate their medical booths or their medical devices. So it was this learning curve, and how could I do it affordably, because I didn't have any money left for advertising or PR. So I discovered this free publicity thing and got really, really good at it, because the more that I got out there, the more people who knew about my product, the more product I sold. And I just kept doing, and I failed repeatedly. I did things very wrong until I started to figure out a system that really worked. And right. That's the system that I use and that I teach and that I share with people. And the people who do it are having success as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love your book, because it is full of 100 plus affordable ways to easily create buzz for your business. Loved it all. I mean, I've really just soaked the book up. And I've been in, you know, this business a long time. I've been in media, but not as much in PR. And so PR was always taken care of by someone else, let's say. So now that I am on the other side of, you know, the solopreneurship and entrepreneurship, a book like this really did come in extremely handy. Again, everybody, PR for Anyone by Christina Davies. I think I got it on Amazon. Is that where you send most people, Christina, to get the book?
Sure. Yeah. You can just go Amazon. There and pick it up
yeah,
there.
Absolutely. So you're definitely going to want to do that. Lots of different courses. You teach a lot of different, you go to a lot of different events. You do a lot of speaking. But what I really loved about your site is that, you know, one of the things about PR, Christina, and you probably know this as well, is that it's just such a quagmire. You never really know what you're going to get. You know, they say they're going to do things and it never happens. And I'm generalizing, but for the most part, these are the horror stories that you've heard and I have heard. You get a PR agency, a PR agent, and you hand them a retainer, sometimes for thousands of dollars, and they are supposed to do the work for you. You know, it's not measurable, is it? It doesn't seem to be as measurable. You have the pick your package right here. And it said, listen, this is what it is. If you want strategy package one or two or three, whatever package you choose, this is how much it costs and this is what you're going to get. I love that. It's so transparent.
Well, and what I like to do is I like to educate. My grandmother used to always say, whatever you learn, nobody can take away from you. So if you learn how to do this, you will always have it in your arsenal. So whether you want to do regular outreach with the media or something in particular happens, you will know the most effective way to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. You know, I have tons of contacts in the media. You probably do too. You have to fit almost into a puzzle of what they're putting together.
Right.
So learning how to be, you know, best fit into that puzzle by knowing exactly what the show covers or exactly what the magazine covers and how they cover it will put you ahead of other people. But it really is educating yourself so that you know how to pitch a particular media outlet for your best chance of success.
Right. So let's get started in. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask you just for a couple of tips and some, maybe some resources that you have that you might be able to share with the listeners. Just in this, let's say, solopreneur entrepreneur, never had anything to do with the press ever. I don't even know how to start. What's the first step?
The first step is start to follow me.
Okay, I totally agree with that.
Really is to try to pitch locally. Local media outlets are always looking for good stories about people in their community. And the nice thing about your local media outlets, you know, your smaller, your regional, your district kind of newspapers, you can pick up the phone and talk to them. Hey, my name is Christina Daves. I just launched this medical boot company. I'm local. I thought you might want to, you know, talk about a local business. I got on the Steve Harvey show and I won a top inventor competition. You can do that in an email or a phone call or do the email and follow up with a phone call. But that's, we say that's the easiest way to get your feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good, because they're always looking for that kind of story.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the things that we, the misperception is that we don't have anything that they'd be interested in. And they are always on the lookout for content. They're always looking for something cool, something new, or something that, you know, has a hook. Can you explain what the hook is for those that may not know?
Yeah. So the hook is how you draw people into your story. And the easiest analogy that I can use is think of a magazine cover. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in a grocery store line, you're not going to read the whole magazine. The magazines are there for a reason, and they have hooks on the front of them. That's what draws you in to buy, you know, make that impulse purchase, buy that magazine. Oh, that story sounds so great. I have to buy the magazine. So think about that. You know, what can you put as your hook that is going to make that journalist feel so compelled that they have to read your email?
Right. So when you say, okay, I think I do have a really good story here and I will go to my local media, how is the best way to approach them? Is it first with the press release?
Now, I am not a fan of the press release. I think that it had its time. Mm-hmm. It used to be something that when people sent out press releases, they were very limited. So they meant something. Now with our online distribution, there's probably hundreds of thousands of press releases that go out. The one, you can add it as an attachment on the bottom because journalists know how to read a press release. Oh, the first two sentences are going to tell me everything. Their bio's at the end. But I really just recommend doing your research, finding the right journalist. And when you find the right one that covers your topic, you know, you're going to have a really compelling first sentence, you're going to have a couple bullet points or statistics that back up what you're saying and a little bit of information about you. And that should be enough to get them intrigued to say, hey, yeah, let's talk more. Or let me, you know, let me send you an email with some questions and just reply there.
Mm-hmm. And is it still, you know, if you don't know exactly who to get in touch with, let's say it's ABC local down in Phoenix where I live, you know, just call, I mean, you go on the website, you find everybody's emails
there,
or
you
call the main
desk. You look up their phone number and you call the newsroom and you say, hey, I'm a local business. I like to pitch a story in the medical field, in the real estate field, in whatever you're in. Who would be the best producer that I would reach out to?
And it's that simple. And it's that simple to get in touch.
Everybody says, I got Diana Ross to wear my product. And people say, how did you do that? I said, I called her manager. I did a Google search and I called and I had a really great story of something that was valuable to her. That's the key, the value to them. It's really not about you. You're going to get all the benefit, but it's providing value to their audience.
And how did you provide value to Diana Ross?
She broke her foot and she was in a medical boot. And I had read in an article that she was coming to DC where I live to sing for the president for Christmas in Washington. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I just saw this article. I saw her in LAX. I hear she's coming here in 2 weeks. I know she's still going to be in her boot. This is my company. I'm close. I'm happy to meet, you know, her people at the hotel and bring any samples, anything. And they said, write us an email. And I wrote the email and he said he wow. sent it on to Diana Ross. And I thought, oh, sure you did. And then 2 hours later, wow. he said, she loves your product. They would like to meet with you when they're in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sure enough, she wore my product when she sang for the president.
That's awesome. And you know, that's
Isn't
another
that cool?
thing that, yeah, it's really cool. And that's another thing that, you know, you got these gatekeepers and they can be really, really, really tough. But you obviously did it the right way because, I'm sure you have 1,000 pictures of that and you've been able to use it, leverage it right to your advantage, which is awesome. That's great.
Oh, absolutely. And then I took that and I went back to Steve Harvey, to my producer there. And thought, well, maybe they'd be interested. Diana Ross is a pretty big name. And they did a whole nother segment about me and my company.
Okay, girlfriend. Okay, we get it. You're a superstar. We love that. That is so extraordinary. There are other resources, contactanycelebrity.com. I signed up for them some time ago. But again, lots of gatekeepers. You're not going to get directly to the, you know, celebrity. So it's all about really, I'm assuming, and you're the expert, creating that relationship, that trusting relationship, giving them, again, the information that they need and the value to them, which is something that, you know, you've already sort of underlined. So,
yeah. And do your homework. It's just like I tell my kids in school, that's how you're going to get ahead in school. That's how you're going to get ahead with the media. Mm-hmm. Let them know that you care about them enough to research their stories that they do and how they like to do it. And maybe even refer somebody else to them first. Oh, I read this article that you wrote. It was awesome. My friend Clarissa does X, Y, and Z. If you ever want to do a follow-up, I'd be happy to make an introduction because I think this would be a great article.
Right, exactly. I'm going to have to go to a break here in a minute, but I've got so many more questions for you. I could be here all day. And I know that... Christina, let's go to break for a second. Everybody, you are listening to Christina Daves here on In the Limelight on the Influencers Channel on Voice America. Lots more questions to come, lots more answers, I'm sure. We will be right back, so don't go away.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@ClarissaBurt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Christina Daves, everybody, at PRForAnyone.com. You're going to want to go there. Get the book. sign up for the newsletter, follow her everywhere she goes, because she's really, I stalk her. No, don't stalk her, but just follow her a lot, because she's absolutely a wealth of information when it comes to anything PR and much more. But I've loved the book and I love talking to her and getting some more information. She's got a webinar she's going to be on tomorrow that you might want to know about. I signed up for it today. It's Where Aware, WHEREOWARE. And Christina, we are going to give everybody you so graciously have offered to give everyone your email address. So if they do want to sign up, they can get with you and you can send them the pretty link. But it's deep dive into SEO and more. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, it's a local company, but they do huge websites, like big retailers, and they are so smart in SEO. So we decided let's team up, because when you get publicity, that's organic SEO. And then they're going to show you how to do, you know, steps for SEO, you know, meta tags. And, you know, we've gone through we did a test run of it, and I think I'm going to be like crazy taking notes. I forget jumping in when I'm supposed to. But it's full of content. It's going to be a really, really great webinar. So if you're not sure about SEO, which I know I never am, there are some unbelievable tips, and they'll get you, you know, going, and then combined with what I teach to get that, you know, get that free publicity, get so the SEO that way organically, it's going to be really good. It'll be worth an hour of your time.
Right. So you're going to walk away with Christina's publicity toolkit, but only also you're going to be talking about not only search engine optimization, you're going to be talking about social media and starting to attract more leads in under 30 days. You are also going to be talking about Harrow, which is Help a Reporter Out. I'd love to know more about that as well. I have followed along, but have found the little daunting to sign up, quite frankly, and I'll share that with you. Nobody heard that, but I'll share that with you, Christina, because I've tried to sign up a couple different times to do things, and I wasn't able to get myself through it, but we can talk about that another time. And you're going to be, again, optimizing your SEO campaigns on Google Analytics, and then there's going to be some tips for troubleshooting common issues. So that's one way to jump right in with Christina. That is tomorrow, everybody. Christina, your email address is?
Christina is with a CH, so Christina at PR4Anyone.com, all spelled out, PRFORANYONE. And just shoot me a quick email that says link for the webinar, and I'll shoot you the link right back.
That's awesome. And I will be there, so we'll be talking again tomorrow. At least I'll be listening to you. The second thing that I wanted you to give us some more information about is your PR challenge.
Yes, I welcome all of you guys to give me 10 minutes a day for 10 days. And it's yourprchallenge.com. There's no charge. It's 10 minutes or less of videos and some action items. And the people in the challenge are having crazy success. We've had people in the Wall Street Journal. I have a travel agent who did exactly what, you know, she was told to do in the challenge, like things to do. She's a regular segment on one of her morning shows now, all about travel. Tons of local publicity. So it takes you step by step how to do, you know, what we're zipping through in 30 minutes. But it gives you action items. And I just really encourage you to participate. Give yourselves 10 minutes a day to transform your business. It will absolutely be worth your time.
And I'm going to back that up by saying, yes, it is, because I did it and it was fabulous. Oh, yeah, I did that too. And I think I bought some media lists from you, which is something else. You have pre-made pretty heavily populated PR lists that people can go in and buy as well. In other words, some of the heavy lifting has already been done, and you've got email addresses just kind of ready to rock and roll, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So
I try to have all the resources there. There's plenty of free stuff to get started, to get a taste of it. You can have a lot of success without having to pay for it. And I try to keep my programs really affordable because I've been there and I know, and I spent a lot of money on a lot of things that did not provide value to me. Mm-hmm. So if I can get you in a program where I know you can have success, if you just do the work, because the people who do are, that makes me feel good. And it's kind of my way of sharing, you know, what I know to help people.
Absolutely. You also talk about once you've got your, I know you don't really like the press release per se, but when you start sending out to news wires, the PR news wires of the world or the e-releases of the world, the PRweb.coms, do we need a PR release there, or is it still kind of your formula of not being, you know, giving them just enough information, but not the traditional PR release?
Yeah, I don't, you know, like I said, there could be hundreds of thousands of press releases going out in a single day, mm-hmm. and they're not looking at them. You know, I recommend if you're an author and you're trying to get bestseller status and, you know, you've got this little window of where the SEO really matters and just selling a couple books could get you to that level depending on your whatever category you're in, yeah, maybe it's worth it. But $800 just without a press release on the wire, I can tell you in all my years of doing this, I don't know anybody who's gotten a phone call from the press release to say, hey, I want to cover your story.
Wow. Is that so? Because I understand they're very
expensive. The media, they don't need to look at press releases. They can go on Twitter to find stories.
Right. And that's another perfect example. That's a perfect segue into what's next. And that's how easy it is, you know, or at least easier now than it was to find people, celebrities, experts, influencers online. And what is the best way to approach them online?
I connect with them, follow them, share their work. You know, before you jump into a pitch, you know, get to know them and engage with them so that you start to become a warm connection.
Mm-hmm. Because I think it's really a turnoff when somebody's, hey, buy my something, or hey, I want to, you know, be your best friend, or hey, it kind of doesn't work that way. So again,
it's a networking type of thing, and you take it slow and get to know them and go from there. And like I said, and maybe you even refer somebody else to them. Mm-hmm. I was on Fox, my local Fox, and then I realized that the anchor that I was with really loved women's entrepreneurial stories. So for years, I fed her tons and tons of stories. Well, she got a syndicated program that went to Fox all across the country about taking an idea from napkin to store shelf, mm-hmm. and she picked me as the inventor that she used in the segment, 30 minutes, because I stayed front of mind. I had provided so much value to her, and then I made it easy for her, like, oh, this is a no-brainer. I'll just have Christina do it.
Yeah, and make no mistake, it's a lot of work. I mean, the PR piece can be a lot of work. If you are as dedicated to your business and the PR piece, it's, you know, you're going to be doing a lot of work around that. But your book has made it so much easier to understand how to, when to, and where to approach the media. I got about another minute and a half left. I know that there can be some very curmudgeon-y journalists or, you know, like, yeah, I know. And so, you know, I guess the most important thing I would suggest, and I'm sure you do too, is just make sure you're getting to the right journalist for the right niche, for the right content, for the right material that you're providing. Because you don't want to be speaking to a sports a journalist if you're, you know, if you're pushing or, you know, your niche is cosmetics. It's not the way it works. So make sure that you're getting with the right people. And then what else would you add to that?
Well, do your homework. So I keep saying that, but it really is so important to know, you know, let's say you want to be on your morning television show. Know how it works. Lay out the segment. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I envision Clarissa and I sitting on the yellow couch with, you know, my book on the table and two glasses of wine. I'm totally making this up, but whatever.
Hey, I love that vision. It's a great vision. I already love
the segment right then and there.
Right.
Like, they can visualize it. If it's an article that you're thinking about for, you know, a certain magazine, what do they do? Oh, I see this in this section, and it would be, you know, 500 words, and here are some quotes. And let them know that you've done your homework and you know that it's their media outlet.
Okay, we will do that. That's how quick that half hour went, Christina. Yeah. I can't thank you enough for taking the time and being with us here in the limelight on the Influencers Channel here at Voice America. A-Rod, a shout out to you because you always make me sound a heck of a lot better than I probably am. I'm going to continue to follow. And as soon as I get to New York, hopefully next month sometime, I will look you up and hopefully we can go have that glass of wine. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, love. Thanks again for being on, taking the time.
Thank you.
Everybody, again, Christina Daves, PRforAnyone.com. We are in the limelight, and we are going to be back in that limelight again next Tuesday, same time, same place. You guys, don't forget, go out and do something good for somebody today. Bye now.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.